Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. 850-671-1450. For my listening audience today, for the body of Christ, I have a great guest today, and we are going to talk about something that is beneficial to your ministry, regardless of the size of your ministry or how long you've been in ministry or been in existence. We're going to talk about something that could help you to better your ministry, increase your ministry from the standpoint of individuals, giving, and from a communications aspect. My guest is Tim Hooper. Are you on the phone, Tim?
Yes, sir, Pastor Edwards. How are you doing today? Praise the Lord.
Oh, I am doing just great today, and I'm glad to have you on the line today. For my listening audience, please, if you're a pastor, part of a ministry leader, I'm going to give you an opportunity right now to go and get a pen, paper, pencil, paper, your electronic device, iPad, whatever you need to take down some information as we discuss this today. So go ahead and get that information. Like always here on What Matters Most to You, we begin with a prayer and a scripture. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you right now just to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings and all that you have done. And I thank you for being God because your mercies are new every morning. And now, God, I just ask for your presence to be here in the studio, wherever my audience is listening, be with them right now in the name of Jesus. Open their hearts, their minds, their ears, that they can hear and absorb the information that we are discussing today. Let them see the benefit of this information today for their ministry, for the church, for your church. For Lord, you said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, Lord, continue to bless the owners of this radio station, God, to help them to be a light to this community and the surrounding area. And I give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. The inspirational scripture today, I have two for today. One comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God set all those people in positions for the building up of the body of Christ and the perfecting of the saints. And I like that last one, pastors and teachers, because today I'm going to teach a little bit about something. But here's another scripture I also like, 1 John 3 and 17. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And this verse is basically speaking, if you have something and you see your brother having need and you don't share the information, you don't help them, how can you say the love of God is in you? And that's what I'm about to do today, is to share something that I was blessed to come across that helps True Holiness Church of God in Christ to build the ministry. My guest is Tim Hooper. He is the president and founder of Hooper Communications. And today we are going to talk about the teleministry system. This system has been in existence, and he founded it back in almost 32 years ago. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Edwards.
Tell my listening audience how you actually started the teleministry system.
Well, we were selling churches' telephone systems, and we went in, and the oldest living mother of a church passed here in Mobile, and the pastor brought in all the mothers and had them calling different, members. So the Lord gave me a vision. 6 months later, it was developed. It was about the size of a picnic table back then, but we've condensed it a lot since then. And it just has really magnified, complemented what churches are doing right now. And the big thing about this, I'd like to say, number one, for those of you who have not met Pastor Edwards in person, if you get a chance to meet him, you're going to love him. He is a man of God, and he is a wonderful, wonderful person. And our system is just as good as gold as far as every pastor out there listening right now, Pastor Edwards. Mm-hmm. They could be calling 1,500 households today in their community to invite people to church. The people could leave responses. They could average about 32 responses daily. Yes, Pastor, I'd like to give to the ministry. Yes, we're interested in coming. Could you pray for me? And I know that you've got a world of testimonies behind you of how you're using the system there in Tallahassee. Not only that, pastors, you could be able to go in and call any group at a moment's notice in your own voice, and that is going to bring people back to church. That is going to make them feel special, make them feel guilty, make them start questioning the priorities. Why haven't we been coming to church? Because as every church knows, you probably have about 30% of people that come whenever they want to. Call them, re-invite them to come back to church. Not only that, you can be able to text your membership or any group from anywhere you may be in the world at a moment's notice, whether it's 50, 500, or 5,000. Be able to go in, the Lord lays a message on your heart, you have the oldest living mother that just went in the hospital, and your church is in Kansas City and you're in California, type in your text message, press the send button, it instantly goes to 50 cell phones, 500 cell phones, or 5,000 cell phones at one time. Only they see the message, and only you see the reply of that person. It's not blowing up everybody's phone. But what an excellent communication tool. And Pastor Edwards, like I said before, I know that you have living, breathing, walking testimonies of what's happened at your church.
Yes, indeed. And for my listening audience, we're talking to Tim Hooper. He's the owner and founder of Hooper Communications, and we're talking about the teleministry voice messaging system. I asked you earlier to get something, to jot down some information. Before I go into some more detail about the product, if you want more information today, please, there's an email address, cellphonevms@gmail.com. And that's cellphone, the letter V, the letter M, the letter S, @gmail.com. Send an email to that address. And what you need is to have your name, the best telephone number to reach you, and the best email address to reach you. Send that information to cellphonevms@gmail.com. When I found out about the system, I looked it over and I said, okay, we've just started 3 years ago, and I'd like to grow the ministry. When I talked to Mr. Hooper, he's told me that a lot of larger churches use this device to start their ministry, to grow their ministry, to increase their giving, and just to increase their outreach. And that was something that stood out with me, because we are in this to reach the lost for Christ. And you never know who you're going to reach by way of a phone call. So when I saw the system, I said, okay, I'm going to sow a seed into the ministry that God has blessed me with. I didn't look for the church to pay for the system. I said, I'm going to invest into the system. I purchased it, got on the phone with Mr. Hooper. He helped me to set it up, and we immediately began to call up to 1,500 households per day. And I got back in, and I began to check the messages, and oh my God, for me, this was community outreach and true evangelism. So many people are in need of prayer and desire prayer and have needs. I'm just going to share with you on something that happened yesterday when I checked my messages. And I have over 28 calls to return for people who desire prayer. Call this one individual back, and the first thing they told me was that the Lord meant for me to get that telephone call from your church. That touched my heart immediately. This individual had just moved to town. They don't have a church home, didn't know anyone, but their daughter was ill and they needed prayer. I immediately prayed with that individual over the phone, talked with them about our ministry, gave them our website address, our address, talked personally one-on-one, and comforted that individual because their daughter was ill and was going through something, and they needed prayer. And she said the Lord meant for her to get that call. That was powerful. And the thing is, I'm calling these people back individually and praying for their specific needs right then, right there, and then sharing our ministry. How powerful is that for any ministry that's starting out? What would you say to that, Mr. Hooper?
Well, it's not just for any that's starting out, because first off, well, number one, you need to tell people where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
People need to be invited. People need to be feel special about being invited to somewhere. Because, you know, people are just, they're busy, and they don't get invitations to churches. And a pastor calling, you know, for an invitation to church or prayer is just powerful. And I know you've got a lot more testimonies to that, but your existing churches likewise. You know, there are people that have strayed away from the faith. There's people that want to come to church, but yet they've never been invited. And I tell you what, for every pastor out there, you think about your church and you think about your area of the country, and you being able to call 40,000 households a month and people being able to leave a response. Now, it's your message and your own voice. It is explosive. It will complement your ministry like you've never, ever seen before. You'll see people that are coming to church that you've never met before. It will change people's lives. It will touch people in a mightiful way, because there's people out there that are having a hard day. There's people out there that don't know where to turn. There's people out there that are looking, seeking, searching. There's teenagers out there. You know, I have some churches across the country that have their teenagers call and challenge other teenagers to come to church. They answer the messages back. They open up the church line, you know, like from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. And they get a popular young lady or young man in the church because all these children or these kids know each other on social media. Might be 50 miles away of high school, and think about the problems that our teenagers are facing today. And what a better way to be able to call them and have the teenager call to challenge and to answer any questions that any other teenager might be facing.
Right.
It works for young people in the ministry too, challenging other young people to come to church. And it's just an awakening tool to be able to go out to the community and say, we're here. We love you. We'll pray for you. We'll be there for you.
Yes, indeed. And if you'd like information about this system, please send an email to cellphonevms@gmail.com. Send your name, the best telephone number to reach you, and an email address to cellphonevms@gmail.com. And here's the method behind the email address. Most people today go nowhere without their cell phone. Right now, pastor, ministry leader, church leader, if you needed to get a message out to your congregation immediately, how would you do it? Can you do it? Does your church or your ministry right now have the ability to reach out at a moment's notice to every single member of your congregation to let them know something that you need them to know? If the answer to that question is no, then you need to take a look at this system. What are the demographics of your church? Most churches consist of millennials, Generation Xers, and boomers. And I throw this out there for this. 90% of most of millennials prefer to text. And they're about 27.4% of the population. And if they're in your church and they were born between 1980 through 1995 or so, the millennials, they love text messages and they are annoyed by voice calls. So how do you get in touch with them? Do you text them? And get this, 90% of text messages are read within 3 minutes. 90% are read within 3 minutes. Not only that, but text messages have an 85% response rate. But not only are you able to text with the system, you're able to call and put messages in your own voice. Generation Xers, born between 1965 and 1979, they're about 26.6% of the population. They like text messages and voice calls. But the baby boomers, born between after 1950 and after, and I fall kind of in that, they prefer voice calls. They like to talk. They like to hear a message, personal response. So when you look at the demographics of your church or your ministry, how are you communicating with them to get information out? The teleministry system and the make a message system that delivers text messages is great. Tim, talk with us about some of the other uses for the teleministry system.
Well, number one, what you could do is you could be able to talk to any group at a moment's notice, okay? You could have unlimited individual groups. You're going to have 92% of the people, well, no, let me take that. You're going to have 97% of the people that get the voice telephone call that's going to get the message, whether it's on their answer machine, their voicemail, on their cell phone, live on their cell phone, or live on their, you know, home phone. And then you could have unlimited individual groups to be able to do that. And then, you know, like your visitors, you could target your visitors and be able to thank them for coming to church on Sunday. And not only that, you could go in and, you know, let's say Tallahassee, for instance. Pastor can go in, make a message, and he can call any prefix that he wants to. And he's inviting the people to church. And that shows up on their caller ID, the name of the church. You're not trying to tell anybody anything. You're inviting them to church. And they can leave responses, too, because you can ask them, do you need prayer? Do you need transportation or assistance? If so, at the sound of the tone, please leave your name and telephone number. We'll get back with you with any message. And, you know, I'd like to say, too, that with, you know, when you email, you know, with your information, what you'll get back is you'll get, you know, the brochures, you'll get video presentations that you can take a look at, and also some PowerPoint presentations that you can take a look at and show the members of your church, okay? This is going to do nothing but goodness for your church. This is a goodness tool. Wow. I've said that for years now. Pastor Edwards, being able to contact your members, whether it's a death, whether it's a goodwill message, whether it's a weekly message, calling the general public, calling the choir, calling any other group, and being able to text your membership or any group to where only they get the message and only you get their reply, that is explosive. Daily prayer, scheduled events, unscheduled events, emergency type events, that you can get messages out immediately with our text messaging.
Wow, this is powerful. And I want to bring this up because there are some other systems out there that allow you to utilize text messaging in your congregation, but there's a monthly limit, and if you go over that limit, there's an additional fee that you have to pay.
With
is
ours,
that the case?
Nothing, and I'm sorry, Pastor, to interrupt you, but there's no additional cost to that, and plus, everything is private. It's in-house with you. You're not sharing it with a third party. Everything stays in-house with the use of our system.
So what I'm hearing is that I can text 1 or 1 million people as many times as I want throughout the month, throughout the year, and there's no additional cost.
No additional cost.
Wow. That is powerful. To give you an idea, if you're listening, I ask different individuals, but if you're part of the membership, if you're a trustee, a deacon, choir member, transportation, a group of different pastors, the children's ministry, the Sunday school, the men's group, the women's group, the youth group, how do you keep in touch with all of those people within your organization? Send an email to cellphonevms@gmail.com, cellphonevms@gmail.com. Send your name, the best number to reach you, and the best email address. Mr. Hooper, I want you to talk about the financial aspects of the teleministry system and give my listening audience one of your best examples of how this system was used and it increased the finances of a church.
Oh, Lord, I could give thousands. I mean, you have to understand that, you know, not everybody, when they come to church, give their offerings, but that's the way that, you know, a church can prosper, and that's the way that a church can, you know, have different functions within their church. But, you know, you have to look at it. If you get one person to join the church or one person to to come back to church, it totally pays for itself because those are offerings that you aren't getting right now. And this isn't about offerings. This is about reaching out to people out there that aren't attending a church of their choice. But the financial aspect is that it pays for itself because the offerings are increased when people join the church, people come back to church. And I tell you what, pastors out there that are listening, right now it's Friday. You can have your service on Sunday. And being able to reach out to your members, and I want you to think about those that you haven't been seeing lately in church. Those that you haven't been seeing, you could be making a message to them right now, imploring them to come back to church this Sunday. And you're going to get a lot of those people back in because it's going to make them feel special that you've called to re-invite them to come back to church. And when they come back to church, not everybody, but when that offering plate's passed around, it can pay for itself because those are offerings that aren't in the church budget right now. And it just warms people's heart to be able to hear from their pastor. And I don't think that pastors know how their voice and how a message from them outside the sanctuary, you know, helps a member out there, whether it's a member in need, whether it's a good member, whether it's a member that comes whenever they want to. This is something that can reach into their heart and tell them they're loved.
And you are absolutely right. And I'm reminded of the scripture when Jesus speaks of that his sheep know his voice. And those pastors or ministry leaders, it the power of your voice, you just can't fathom. I used the system, recorded a message just to send it out to the members of the congregation. And when they came back, I asked them, and you should have seen the smiles and the hands that went up when they actually got a message from the pastor in his own voice. I asked this question, what if it's Monday? And, you know, most people, you may see the midweek service, but what if they won't come back until Sunday and the Lord lays something upon your heart that you want to get out immediately to all 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, or however many people in your congregation, the ability to come in, just sit down, record a special message, and just hit send. And it can be done in a text or also in the power of your own voice. For information, cell phone, vms@gmail.com. Send an email, cell phone, the letter V, the letter M, the letter S, @gmail.com. Send your name, the best number to reach you, the best email address. And I can tell you, I have multiple testimonies. I was so deeply in prayer with two people, I couldn't go on anymore. My heart was just going out to those individuals who called back and asked for prayer, and I prayed with them. And one family, they've prayed, they've called, asked for prayer again. And then there was another individual, and that's outside of the Tallahassee area. I've been reaching people in Panama City, Monticello. People are just in need and are so grateful that our church reached out to them to pray with them for their needs. That's true evangelism. That's ministry, going out outside of Jerusalem to teach the gospel. What would you have to say, Mr. Hooper?
Well, you know, the thing about it is this, is one church is not trying to take members from another church.
Exactly.
You're just calling out, if you do not have a church to call your own, please, we'd love to welcome and invite you and your family. Now, we work with you on all the scripting. We work with you. Our service is second to none of anything that you've ever had. We're there for you at a moment's notice. And it's just electrifying to come in at the end of a day or the mid of a day and see 15 to 30 messages. Pastors, those are 15 to 30 messages that you're not getting right now. You can only knock on so many doors.
Amen.
And I like to give an analogy, Pastor Edwards.
Go ahead.
Take, for instance, that there's 10 streets around your church.
Okay.
Just for number's sake, that there's 150 houses on each street.
Yes.
In one day's time, whatever community that you're in any part of the country, you can reach every one of those 10 streets. That could affect 5,000 to 6,000 to 7,000 people's lives with the people living in that house, okay? And it just warms them. It's not trying to take them away from another church. It's just reaching out to them, telling them, we're here. If you need us, we're here. I mean, this is accomplished so many tasks for churches and complemented what they're doing. And I just can't say that word enough, compliment, because a pastor's life is busy, busy, busy.
Yes, indeed.
Texting from the road, texting from wherever you're at, being able to reach your membership from whenever you're at, whether it's voice or text, wonderful. It is just something that, you know, and all this information stays in-house with you. It's private. It's not third-party to where it can be bought, shared, or stolen, okay? And you're not sitting there paying an overage limit on anything. The system will work for you and will be there for you at a moment's notice.
Yes, indeed. And I know people are wondering, why am I doing this? Well, I do inspirational, motivational speaking. I've worked in the private sector. I've also worked for state government. And there's a thing called best practices. And a lot of companies go to conferences and they share best practices on how they're doing things, how they're accomplishing things. And I found that in the body of Christ, there are times where we don't really come together and share that type of information. So when I found out about this system, I made it a point that I was going to share this information with the church community, the body of Christ, and let you make the decision. I personally made the decision. I'm using the system, and I love it. Going in, getting those phone calls, getting those messages, and talking to people, and the ability to witness and talk to them and meet their needs right then and there, and they're hearing from the pastor, that is powerful. It just warms my heart. That's what I was called to do. And another thing I just want to say, I didn't expect the church to pay for the system. Because I saw the need, I paid for it myself out of my pocket, and I sowed a seed into the ministry. And I'm looking forward to God blessing it, and I'm walking by faith and not by sight. If you'd like more information about this system, send an email to cellphonevms, that's the letter V, the letter M, the letter S, and that stands for voice messaging system @gmail.com. Send your name, the best telephone number to reach you, the best email address, and information will be sent to you about this system. Mr. Hooper, I'm going to give you the final word.
I've said it once, and I'm going to say it again. If you ever get an opportunity and you're in Tallahassee, go meet Pastor Vincent Edwards. He is the most wonderful, wonderful young minister out there, and he's electrifying. And I'm going to tell you something. This has just boosted him more, being able to reach out and talk to people daily that otherwise he couldn't have talked to. He wouldn't have met. He wouldn't have been able to pray for them, pray for their family. They wouldn't have come to his church. Get a chance, Tallahassee, meet Pastor Edwards. And I'm going to tell you, he is exactly like other ministers across the country that have gotten the system, that are just fired up about it, that want to share it because it has been so powerful in their ministry. And Pastor Edwards, I want to thank you for having me on today.
You are welcome.
God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. And you.
And God bless the listening audience out there.
All right. And you have a wonderful day and a blessed weekend, Mr. Hooper.
Thank you now. God bless you.
God bless you. You've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards. And once again, that email address is cellphonevms@gmail.com. Send your name, best telephone number, and best email address to cellphonevms@gmail.com. Like always, in all that you do, be magnificent. Until next time, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.